So we've looked at the accounts figures in order to work out the balancing figure, which is normally additions, not always, but normally additions. So we've done that, and now our job is to try and find out, right, okay, which of these figures has a cash flow element and so should go to the cash flow statement? Well, obviously the opening and closing are just opening and closing, so no cash flow element there. Depreciation, no cash flow element. However, we have already dealt with that anyway when we did when we added back depreciation, the non-cash items in step two. So we've already dealt with that anyway. Revaluations, no cash flow effect there, so that doesn't go in the cash flow statement. The disposals, now what I'm looking for here is the cash flow. Now, because those accounts figures are net book value, we put the net book value disposal in there. However, the cash flow will always be, for disposal, will always be the proceeds. So it's the proceeds of 100 that I need there. And then finally, our balancing figure of additions there of 90. That goes to the cash flow statement. Here, though, just be careful. I am presuming that the 90 is all cash. There could well be a creditor, a payable for it as well. If there is, just knock the payable off the 90 or whatever the figure is, and that would be the figure that would go to your cash flow statements.